Books and conversation, not easy to find together in this town, but Revolution Books has been providing that for over 38 years. Now with their location just Diamond Head of Puck's Alley on the second floor above Imanaste, it's a spot even a lot of Kama'aina residents have missed here in Honolulu.
This bookstore represents freedom of speech to the max.
That's Steve sitting in a circle here in Revolution Books with about a half dozen others.
There's books you can get here that probably you can't get in a lot of places that wouldn't be caught dead selling them. Well, specifically, well, Bob Avakian, for one thing.
Right. Chair of the Revolutionary Communist Party, U.S.
I mean, he advocates changing the system. The system. And this bookstore, in a way, represents that change.
It's actually kind of homey here. I'm so sorry if I happened in on a study group.
It's not any group. It's just people who came by. And this happened.
The bookstore, that's all.
It wasn't
with
any
lentil chips and triscuits and almonds.
There's almost always
tangerine.
Food.
That's Carolyn Hatfield, manager and den mother of Revolution Books.
Revolution Books is an awesome place. It's a place where people can take a break and hang out.
That's Liz.
It's a place that I think we desperately need in Honolulu, and it's a place that helps give people hope. Hope for a better world. Hope for understanding the world. Hope for people.
You could be hitting onto a limb there, Liz.
I find some of the good news is how people in the neighborhoods really think about things like police brutality and the kind of issues that they're involved in.
That's CJ. With 5,000 new books plus 1,000 used titles, Revolution's particularly strong in political theory, economics, the environment, women's issues, and the fiction focuses on works that deepen understanding between people, which means right now a wide array of international titles. There's a satisfying poetry section, and Rev Books is an increasingly popular venue for readings. People think of Revolution with angry yelling and fists raised and, you know, it's not really like that here.
No, well, I don't think it should be. I mean, there are things we have to be really angry about because what's happening is just an outrage and a horror. On the other hand, if we don't create communities that have respect for each other and respect different ideas, we're not going to get anywhere past that. So we're trying to reflect also the kind of world we want, which is why we welcome, like, homeless people in and things like that, which a lot of stores don't. It's why we welcome people who have very differing ideas. Actually, you find a lot of Republicans in this store.
Are you joking?
Oh, no. This week I had two Tea Partiers in.
Well,
they came in.
They want revolution as well.
They share some of the same concerns, but not many. And where they want to go is very different. But we can have a discussion with them.
And so can you at Revolution Books, believe it or not. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.